From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. It's common to see dolphins come up to a tour boat and jump in its wake, but there's a growing campaign that wants eco-tours to keep their distance. 18 of these tours are called Dolphin Smart across the country. As WGCU's Jessica Mazzaros reports, the program's mission is to prevent boats from interrupting the natural behavior of wild dolphins.
Is everybody ready to get underway? Yay! Let's go see what kind of dolphins we can find out here.
J.R. Trepper is captain of Banana Bay Tour Company that departs from Cape Coral. On a weekday afternoon, the skies are clear and the boat is carrying about 30 tourists. Trepper maneuvers out of the area's canals, headed towards the Caloosahatchee River. He's on the lookout for bottlenose dolphins, and he spotted some.
Dolphins are coming real close. I believe they feel we're not a threat because we're not even running the engines right now. They're right on your left side, right next to the boat, getting ready to come up.
Shutting off the engines when dolphins are nearby is protocol for Trepper's tour because it's certified Dolphin Smart by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The word SMART is actually an acronym. Stay 50 yards away, move away cautiously, always put your engine in neutral when dolphins are near, refrain from touching or feeding, and teach others to be dolphin smart. Cheryl Bonis is with NOAA. She says the goal of this program is to prevent illegal harassment under the Marine Mammal Protection Act.
So anytime you change their behavior, that could potentially be harassment.
Some tours use their vessels to create wakes in the water. This attracts dolphins to jump in and ride behind them. It's kind of like surfing for dolphins, but Bonis says wake riding has potential risks.
Anything from separating a mother and calf pair, interfering with their rest, interfering with their feeding, so that you want to make sure they have enough energy.
There's a total of 12 certified dolphin tours along the state's West Coast and Florida Keys, only three in Lee County. But there are no statistics right now proving the program has made any difference since it started in 2007. Regardless, Captain J.R. Trepper of Banana Bay Tours participates in yearly Dolphin Smart trainings. It's where he gets updated safety information. As Banana Bay tourists observe a group of dolphins from about 50 yards away, Trepper spots another local tour boat approaching the pod.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Looks like 12 dolphins out there right now. Another thing you should never do is block the path of the dolphins. Never put your boat directly in front of them, and you're seeing that right now, by the way.
Trepper says blocking the dolphins' path alters their course.
So you have two mamas and two calves right there. All right, here's a boat that looks like they're making a wake for the dolphins, so you can see what's happening here. And that's not good for the dolphins.
But not every tour operator feels this way.
It may well be dangerous for them. Personally, I think they're just having some fun.
Harry Julian owns Pure Florida, an eco-tour he operates out of Fort Myers and Naples. Julian says he hasn't been approached by Dolphin Smart yet, but he's done his research.
Does it need for everyone to have it? I don't think so.
He says it's a good program, but if every vessel stops when dolphins get close, he says it could be dangerous for boaters.
We operate in narrow, congested waterways, lots of other boats, lots of dolphins, and, you know, if we act different from anyone else there, we're going to be putting our boats and customers in a position of maybe having a collision or something with another vessel.
Julian says he does not want to sign up for something that he couldn't absolutely abide by. He says he relies on the dolphins for his business and he respects them.
We don't feed them. We don't bang on the side of the boat. We don't try and run them over or anything like that. The dolphins frequently come to us. You know, they like playing in the wake.
He says it's a partnership with the dolphins. But for Banana Bay Captain Trepper, his partnership with the dolphins includes Dolphin Smart.
In my heart, I understand that I am doing the best possible dolphin viewing that I can and not impeding the dolphins.
Trepper says he volunteers for the program because he wants to show his customers how dolphins fish, socialize, travel, and rest naturally. Jessica Mazzaros, WGCU News.